The U.S. and Turkey are locked into a game of chicken over political demands, and a pastor's life is at stake. I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Today we'll also share an exciting story about a digital project that means more people could get to hear the gospel. Find your place in the story today on Mission Network News. Last Monday, American pastor Andrew Brunson endured his second hearing in Turkey for charges of terrorism and espionage. But now, once again, his case has been postponed. Miles Windsor with Middle East Concern.
According to some of those who were present, both Andrew and his lawyer were very articulate in their defense and clearly demonstrated that the allegations against him are false and that his continued detention can only really be considered political in its motivations.
Pastor Brunson was arrested over a year and a half ago as part of Turkey's mass arrest campaign following the failed 2016 coup. International leaders around the world have demanded Brunson's release. However,
President Erdogan doesn't seem to be the sort of president who heeds pressure or heeds advice when it comes to the human rights situation in Turkey. He seems to respond quite aggressively to criticism of this sort. But we are continuing to encourage international actors and influencers to engage with this in thoughtful, careful, diplomatic ways. We anticipate that the pressure will continue.
So for now, we wait until Brunson's next court date.
The date of the next hearing is set for the 18th of July. So I'd ask that your listeners, particularly remembering Andrew in prayers and lifting him up to the Lord around that time as well.
You're listening to Mission Network News. We recently rejoiced with Ahmed on his blasphemy charge acquittal, but that doesn't mean persecution is halted for Pakistani Christians. FMI's Bruce Allen.
There's been a significant increase in the past 5 to 6 months of persecution against Christians, especially in regards to bogus blasphemy charges. You know, case in point would be Ahmed's trial for blasphemy, which coincides with that timeline of the last 5 to 6 months.
Pakistan is the fifth worst place for Christians to live, according to Open Doors USA's 2018 World Watch list. However, despite the challenges, God is at work.
I am bolstered by their faith. You know, I have to think about, wow, how would I respond given the situations that I see when I visit or in my daily communications with these partners and how they're handling them with creativity, with perseverance, all sorts of things. And it's really a testament to God's sustaining grace.
Find out more on how Pakistani Christians are living in God's grace and pursuing the Great Commission at missionnews.org. And 5 years ago, Transworld Radio created a one-stop shop for gospel-related content available to audiences worldwide. And today, TWR 360 is a digital platform available as an app or online, and it's receiving over 1 million visitors a month. TWR's Ralph Storrs says the ministry brings thousands of resources organized by ministry, topic, and languages into one place.
It's not just about the traffic, it's about engagement. And we want TWR 360 to be the platform of choice. They can come to the platform to watch the Jesus film. They can come to the platform to listen to music. They can come to the platform to read the Bible. And they can come to the platform to get good teaching and sound biblical instruction.
The point of the platform is to introduce people to Jesus and to help them grow in their walk with Him. So it's about encouraging faith in the individual's life and giving them an easy way to share that faith with others. And the ministry wants to make the content and website available in more languages.
We're currently at 54 languages, and before the end of the year, our goal is to be at 100 online languages with the TWR 360 platform.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope. It lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.